What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Off the Rails by the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Okay, what do I do at the beginning? Oh, you can find me on Linktree, linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do Pod. And what I mean by find me is you can find all of my stuff. You can find me, but you can find all of my stuff, any episodes I've been featured on, the merch, the Discord, whatever else is there, I am there. You know what I mean? If a link is broken, let me know, because, you know, people have been taking down their stuff. And so, hey, I may have to go out and, you know, find a new link and put it back up or whatever. But the merch is there. The merch is always there. The move, if y'all read that, because I know the lettering on the on the little the image or whatever, the logo, hopefully that don't look too weird to y'all. But the move, for those of you who don't know, because I probably ain't posted it, I can't remember, but so we relocating about an hour away from here to Princeton, Texas. I'm in Garland, Texas, relocating to Princeton, Texas. You know, we just needed more room. We just needed more room. And, you know, this is one of them old people episodes, whatever. This is this that grown and mature type of episode. But we've been at our current location for what, I think about 2 years now. And obviously, you know, my family has grown. I have a son now. So there's four of us, and I got a pretty cool house, you know what I mean? I got a pretty cool house, pretty decent size. I think I put up some videos a long time ago or whatever. I probably took them down. It probably was a post and delete or whatever, as Maria, the spiritual homegirl, says. But I put them up, and I might have took them down. But anyway, this place that we are in currently, we running out of room. We just need more room, you know what I mean? And I'm so sick of the yard, you know, like it's all fun and games when you get a corner house. Like it seems so damn cool. Excuse me, no edits, to get like a corner house. But if you saw my house and you see all of the bushes and the trees and the maintenance that a house like this requires, it sucks. I said I would never do this again. You know what I mean? Until I get like a riding mower and I got like some land and all of that type of stuff. Some people told me to get a damn riding mower here. I ain't getting no damn riding mower for this house. I don't even own this house. You know what I mean? Like, well, when I buy, and you know what I mean? When I decide what I'm going to buy, and I got some ideas, but you know, we didn't talk about it and we want to make sure it's right or whatever. If we're going to make that type of investment, I'm not just jumping out there. And I could give y'all a whole episode on all the research I done on buying houses in the market right now and the pandemic and all of this other stuff, and what you need to do and your financial status and your debt to income and all this other stuff. But that is not this episode. Y'all may get that on another episode, but you ain't going to get it on this one. So, you know, we moving to a new house, to a deluxe. It ain't an apartment. We moving to a new house, bigger house. When I say bigger, I'm talking bigger. And I ain't boast or brag. I'm just kind of talking about myself, you know, to be honest, man. My wife and I have went through different levels prior to getting married. I done went through different levels as far as, like, y'all done heard about my history. We talking about trailer parks, homeless, sleeping on floors, apartments, you know, houses, and you know, and it is a blessing, you know what I mean? I'm thankful that even while everything is going on in the world, that we've been able to, you know, secure the bags and move to, you know, our next stage of life, stage of income and all of that. So it's pretty cool. And the kids is gonna have way more room. It's a brand new neighbor. It's a brand new house. Brand new house. Brand new neighborhood, the development, that area, it's all growing and all of that. Even though the house is out of the way, which I don't like that, you know what I mean? But it's kind of funny because it's actually a shorter trip to Little Rock, which is where I'm from. I go to my hometown, see my people and all that. I thought it would be longer, but apparently it's like different. And so it's just a different route, but it's actually like 10, 20 minutes shorter, you know what I mean? Which is a bonus, but now we're a little bit further from, you know, other family members. But I think it's all for the best, you know what I mean? And this is not our last house. You know what I mean? We have not made it to our last house yet. You know what I mean? I'm still looking forward to that day where we are in our last house, and I'm hoping it's one of these big ass, ridiculous mansions with all the stuff that you see, you know what I mean, on TV and stuff like that. That's my end goal, you know what I mean? To have multiple of those, to be on some Beyonce and Jay-Z shit, you know what I mean? But I'm not there yet, you know what I mean? Steadily working my way up to that point. So this move is happening. It's weird, but it's gonna give me more room, and I can get my own little thing set up like CEO Hayes. You know what I mean? I can really have a nice little setup. So y'all ain't gotta hear me record on the phone, so I can keep my mics up, and I can keep all of my podcast equipment that I purchased that I barely get to use. Gotta dust it off. I can keep that much stuff up, and I don't have to put it up and take it down, which is what I do currently. You know what I mean? Because I work from home, so my office is also my podcast studio, whatever. And so obviously, I gotta work, and I'm working more than I'm recording. Clearly, y'all know that. And so, you know, we'll see. You know, like I said, I'm still trying to get back to schedule. If y'all ain't heard a full episode by now, it's too fucking bad. You know what I mean? That's too fucking bad. I like that. That's still a funny little gif or a meme or whatever. You know what I mean? When you see that little video of whatchamacallit from Hoes. I didn't even know that was from Hoes. It's either from Hoes or it's from Tremors or some shit. I think it's from Hoes. But I'm gonna get all that set up, and y'all will get some visuals. You know, we'll see. I ain't getting it set up like CJ. CJ is a wealthy, wealthy man. You know what I mean? Dan on drugs knows what I'm talking about. CJ is a wealthy, wealthy man with you know, children. You know what I mean? And I aspire to be like him and Sire one day. You know what I mean? Sire from TSO. I should edit that. You know, I might cut that out. I might cut that out. I don't know. TSO? What am I talking about? TOS podcast. So apologies for that, TSO. Apologies, TOS. You know, but I aspire to be those men. That's basically what I'm saying in short. But this move is definitely gonna be good, and appreciate y'all who support the show, who reach out to me, who have checked up on me. Shout out to Denzel Dallas. Man, I haven't done that. This is an individual I met at a you know, kind of a podcast meetup and all of that, and a person who's reached out to me, man, and followed up and asked different questions about my wife when my wife had surgery, and I really appreciate that, man. So shout out to Denzel Dallas, you know what I mean, and everything that he's doing, man. I know not only with his podcast, but just with the businesses and the partnerships and different things that he's involved in. So really, man, I appreciate genuine people, real people, not on no fake stuff. People that, you know, they don't have to do the things that they do, but they do them anyway. You know what I mean? And I ain't never seen, you know, certain people show me another side to believe they on some front stuff. 'Cause why? You know what I mean? It don't even serve no purpose, you know, especially for, I ain't no Joe Budden, you know, I'm just a regular guy, man. So to, have people like him and April and just other people, out there who are genuine folks, man. I appreciate them, you know what I mean? And I don't always do the best in reciprocating it, but man, I wish y'all the best, man. And I know everybody dealing with some, and by the time y'all hear this, man, I hope everybody is good. I mean, everybody got their ups and downs. And April been hitting it. April been, you know, hitting the town or whatever. She been getting it in, and you know, making sure she's doing her right protocols and all that, but it's definitely good to see that on Instagram. But yeah, man, the move is happening. It's official. I'm still gonna be in Texas, you know what I mean? As long as I'm here, you know, I ain't never gonna be fully a Texan, but I am still in Texas for the time being. I really ain't got nothing else to tell y'all about the move, man. Wish me the best with this new situation, man. And I wish y'all the same too, man, for whatever y'all are trying to do and things that y'all are working on, man. I hope it works out for y'all, and you know, I hope I get to celebrate y'all, man, if y'all celebrate me. And if you don't celebrate me, then I don't know why you even listening to this episode right now. You know what I mean? Outside to be nosy or something like that. Now, I'm going to assume that if you listen to this, man, you really must mess with me, because I be messing up, man. The podcast don't be, you know, but I ain't fading. You know what I mean? Who was I? I was going to shout out somebody, but I can't think of it. But shout out to them anyway. You know what I mean? They know who they is. Unfortunately, I just can't remember they podcast name right now. But I ain't power fading. I'm still thugging. I'm still holding it out, man. I'm going to keep this going until the motherfucking wheels fall off, man. Just for y'all. Like, I just like having this time where I'm sitting here having this conversation. I don't even feel like I'm having a conversation with myself. I feel like, man, I'm just giving y'all a window into my life. You know what I mean? The real life situations, no gimmicks. I ain't pulling the wool over your eyes. But your boy AJ is all right. And my family is all right, man. And, you know, I hope y'all families are the same, man. Y'all be safe. I'm finna go ahead and get on up out of here, because I've been talking too motherfucking long. All right, y'all. Peace.